Right now you're going through a flashback. So what we need to do is help you figure out how to ground yourself into the here and now. Remembering that you're here today as a survivor, not going through your trauma where you were a victim at the time that it was going on. This is a memory. So it's not happening today. So to start with, I want you to look around your room. I want you to see what's here today. For example, do you see your computer desk? Or do you see your TV and your TV stand? What do they look like? Can you describe them? Use detail. What color are they? Is there anything on? Is the TV on? What's on the TV? Is it on a particular channel? If you turn the channel, does it change channels to anything that you recognize today? If you look at your computer, if you look at the bottom right side of your screen, does it have a date or a time? Can you see the color of your computer? What color is it? What is the date? Is there a website up? When you were going through your abuse, was this computer there? When you went through your trauma, was this computer there? Was that today's date? Or was that in the past? So helping yourself to picture today, which is where you are, and focusing on today rather than seeing yourself where you were before. That's the problem with flashbacks, is the memories seem so real, it's really hard to sort out. Am I in the past or am I in today? So what we want to do today is help you see that this is today. And in your calendar, in your computer, is a really good place to look. Another place to look is your cell phone. Most cell phones today have today's date on them. It'll tell you the day, and it'll tell you, usually, the date. So if you don't have a computer, look at your cell phone and see what the date is on your cell phone. That's another way to orient yourself to today. Another thing I want you to do that you can do right now to help you ground yourself is to feel. What is going on underneath of you? For example, if you're sitting on your chair, feel the texture of your chair. Is it wooden? Is it cloth? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it hard? Is it soft? Is it colored? Is it neutral color? Is it a bright color? What color is it? Describe it in every possible way that you can describe it. This helps you to focus on here and now. It takes your mind off of what you're remembering and focuses on what you're describing about your chair or whatever you're sitting on. The next thing I want you to think about doing and to try to do is I want you to get up and move. I want you to go to the kitchen and I want you to get a cold drink. And I want you to take a drink of that drink, whether it's a cold glass of water, a cold glass of milk, a cold soda, whatever. Something that just take a couple swallows so that you can feel it going down your throat, so it's you can acknowledge that you are drinking something. And the other thing I'd like you to do is take a washcloth, wet it with some cool water, and wash your face. And then Take that cold washcloth and put it on the back of your neck so you can feel the temperature on you today, here and now. This is going to help you focus on today because this is happening today. This is not happening before when you were being traumatized. Another thing I would like you to do is to try to breathe as calmly as possible. Sometimes when we're having flashbacks, we breathe very shallow or very fast because we're panicking. So I want you to breathe very slowly, very deeply in through your nose and very slowly out through your mouth. So you're going to breathe in and then out through your mouth. And just do that a couple times and focus on your breathing and feel some of the tension try to release from your chest. Feel some of the breathing as you release that breath, that cleansing breath. Try to release some of the tension that you're carrying, maybe in your shoulders, maybe in your chest area. And just try to let some of that go and do a little bit better with your breathing. Another thing that you can do to help ground is you can focus on something that you can do with your hands. So this might be picking up an ink pen and journaling, just writing whatever comes into your mind, such as, I am a survivor. I am a survivor. And if you just can't think of anything else, write, I am a survivor, over and over and over again on a piece of paper. Or if you like to color, get out your crayons or your markers or your colored pencils and color a picture right now so that you can focus on doing something that takes your mind off of what you're thinking about and what you're seeing and focusing it on what you're doing, which is coloring. This helps your mind to focus on one thing. So it's harder to focus on the memories when you're focusing on the coloring. Another thing that you can do if you need to is call somebody. If you have a therapist, you might need to touch base with your therapist to help you ground. If you have a support person who understands what you're going through, who has been good in the past at helping you ground, then maybe you can call your support person. There are some crisis hotlines. Sometimes just talking through things a little bit can help to put yourself in a little better space. It doesn't mean you have to talk about what's going on. Just talking about anything can sometimes help to distract us from what the memories are. Just even talking about the fact that you're having trouble, but not really saying what's going on, can be a distraction. And connecting with another human being can help to reduce the isolation that flashbacks can create. So there's a lot of things that you can do, and there's so many more. And if you go to our website and you look at the trauma page, there's several handouts that you can download, like grounding techniques, what to do when you have PTSD symptoms. There's several different things that you can look at. But this is something that you can do to try to help yourself get through this and know that you're not alone. And don't feel guilty that you've had flashbacks because they're really common for survivors. You're not the only person to go through it, and lots of survivors do go through it. They come because of various reasons. Sometimes They get triggered because we smell something or we see something that reminds us of the trauma, and we just start to have that memory come up again. And we can't really initially control that. But as we learn what those triggers are, then we can learn to deal with that a little bit better. But that's something we can talk about later. But for now, just focus on being okay right now and staying in the here and now. And do what you need to do to be safe. Do what you need to do to orient yourself to here and now. And know that you're not alone. Post in the forum. Find a place to be able to chat with somebody. Do the things that you can do to help yourself. And if you have to, reach out. You know, don't be afraid to call your therapist. Don't be afraid to call a hotline. Don't be afraid to call somebody, your support system, if you have to. It's okay. You know, sometimes we get embarrassed and sometimes we get ashamed, but there's nothing to be ashamed of. You're doing what you need to do, and it will get easier, and it will get better. The more you practice these things, the easier they'll get to manage. They might never go away, but they do get easier. They get less frequent, and you'll get better at managing them. So hang in there. Do what you gotta do. And know that you're not alone.